Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, December 27th. You'll be interested to know, 75 years ago, today in 1949, 4 years after nationalist revolutionary leader Sukarno declared Indonesia's independence, formal sovereignty over the country was transferred from the Dutch to the United States of Indonesia, marking a significant moment in Indonesia's struggle for self-determination and national identity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 16 degrees with 7 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:18, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:12. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high near 37 and a light west breeze. Tonight, we can expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 25 and very gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 8:15 with a low tide at 2:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 43 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of freezing rain Saturday morning, then rainy and mostly cloudy conditions with highs around 41. Saturday night brings likely rain and lows near 35. Sunday continues with rainy, cloudy skies and a high near 53. Sunday night, expect more rain with lows around 47. Monday stays rainy and mostly cloudy with a high near 55. Monday night has a chance of rain before 3 a.m. and lows around 36. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 49. Tuesday night, look for a chance of rain after 8 p.m. with lows around 37. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, in an exclusive update, Boston Beer chairman Jim Koch has revealed that his wife, Cynthia Fisher, will inherit his controlling interest in the company. At 75 years old, Koch's earlier quip about his succession plan being, "Don't die," has apparently evolved as sales have recently declined. Fisher, who has been on the board since 2012, stated, "You can look at me as the ale wife." Together for over 30 years, the couple shares 2 children. As the company adapts to changing consumer preferences, Koch remains active, tasting each batch of beer and focusing on future innovations. Now on to sports. Last night on Thursday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks, at 9-7, edged past the Chicago Bears, who are 4-12, with a 6-3 win. Rick Woolen's crucial interception of Caleb Williams sealed the win, as Seattle's defense shined with 7 sacks. Jason Myers kicked 2 field goals, while Geno Smith threw for 160 yards. Chicago's struggles continue, facing their 10th consecutive loss. On Sunday Night Football, the Washington Commanders at 10-5 clash with the Atlanta Falcons, who are 8-7. This primetime battle features rookie quarterbacks Jaden Daniels and Michael Penix Jr., both eager to make their mark. Washington, favored by 4, eyes a playoff berth with a win. The over-under is set at 48. In local sports, tonight, catch the Bruins riding a 4-game win streak as they face the blue jackets at the garden. The Bees stand at 19-13-4, with David Pastrnak leading the charge with 12 goals and 23 assists. The Bruins seek redemption against Columbus, who won 5-1 earlier this year. Tomorrow afternoon, the Pats at 3-12 face the Chargers, who are 9-6 in Foxborough. Drake May aims to end the Patriots' 5-game skid, despite their -9 turnover margin. The Chargers are favored with an over-under at 47.5. Also tomorrow afternoon, Boston College faces Nebraska in the Pinstripe Bowl. The Eagles at 7-5 are ready to go after strong wins over North Carolina and Pitt. Brayson James leads the charge, while Donovan Ezeruaku anchors the defense with 16.5 sacks. Nebraska, 6-6, struggles with turnovers, making the Eagles a solid pick, though the Cornhuskers are favored by 4, with the over-under at 45.5. Tomorrow night, the Celtics at 22-8 face the Indiana Pacers, who stand at 15-16 at the Garden. Jason Tatum, averaging 31.5 points, leads Boston against Indiana's Pascal Siakam, who scores 20 points on average. The Seas are favored by 11.5. In top news, TGI Fridays, once a staple of American dining, is facing a turbulent chapter as it vacates its Dallas headquarters and struggles with unpaid bills. This fall, the chain's chief financial officer, operations chief, general counsel, and head of procurement all resigned, citing personal liability concerns. Bankruptcy court documents reveal the company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in November. Despite the challenges, former chief executive Ray Blanchett, who began as a restaurant manager in Philadelphia, is determined to revive the brand. He submitted a bid to acquire bankrupt locations and emphasizes that selling experiences, not groceries, is crucial for success. In business news, MicroStrategy, a business software firm, transformed into the world's first Bitcoin treasury company and has witnessed its share price soar by 450% in the past year, resulting in a market capitalization of $80.9 billion. The company's success is driven by Bitcoin's rapid rise, as it holds approximately 2% of all Bitcoin, valued at around $40 billion. Founded in 1989, MicroStrategy has shifted focus under founder and chairman Michael Saylor, who began purchasing Bitcoin with company reserves in August 2020. However, concerns remain about the sustainability of its stock price in a volatile cryptocurrency market. Speaking of crypto, Bitcoin is just over 96,000. Ethereum is just under 3,400. And Goetzius Maximus is down to 45 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists are eagerly awaiting a signal from NASA's Parker Solar Probe after its historic close encounter with the sun. On Christmas Eve, the car-sized spacecraft came within 3.8 million miles of the sun's surface, marking humanity's closest approach ever. This daring journey has made Parker the fastest human-made object, reaching a staggering speed of 430,000 miles per hour. Scientists will learn if Parker survived this intense heat and radiation when it sends its first signal back to Earth today. The mission aims to unravel mysteries about the sun and predict solar storms that can impact technology on Earth. And in entertainment news, James Bond, the iconic character who has survived countless perils, now finds himself in a dire situation. Nearly 3 years after Amazon's acquisition of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio for $6.5 billion, tensions have escalated between the Broccoli family, who control Bond's legacy, and the e-commerce giant. Barbara Broccoli, who has overseen the franchise for decades, has expressed distrust in Amazon's algorithm-centric approach, stating, "These people are idiots." With no script or story in sight, the future of Bond remains uncertain, reflecting a clash between traditional Hollywood storytelling and modern data-driven strategies. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the 35th President of the United States, John F. Kennedy. And he said, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.